From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung calls for prompt measures to buffer the impact of single-stock leverage exchange-traded funds during policy briefings at the top office. U.S. President Donald Trump drops his proposed Strait of Hormuz transit fee, claiming that Middle East leaders pledged to make massive investments in the U.S. instead. And prosecutors raid the Gwangju police headquarters as part of an expanding probe into alleged police misconduct and cover-ups surrounding a high-profile rape and murder case. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. President Lee Jae-myung has called for prompt measures to buffer the impact of single-stock leverage exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, which have been blamed for heightened volatility in the South Korean bourse. During policy briefings at the top office on Wednesday, top financial policymakers voiced concerns over high-risk, high-paying financial products and pledged to address market instability. Yoon So-young has more.
South Korea's benchmark KOSPI has been on a volatile roller coaster ride in recent months, plunging by as much as 9% in a single day, followed by equally dramatic rebounds.
Samsung Hynix ETF 때문에
the government believes that single-stock leveraged ETFs, which track individual stocks like Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix, have contributed to the massive swings. During a policy briefing on Wednesday with the nation's financial authorities, President Lee Jae-myung called for supplementary measures to address the risks of the leveraged ETFs the government recently approved. He also brought up the issue with Financial Supervisory Service Governor Lee Chan-jin, who said he accepts responsibility as a market regulator. The benchmark index on Monday plunged nearly 9%, collapsing below 7,000 points for the first time in more than 2 months. After edging up 0.73% the previous day, the KOSPI finished Wednesday skyrocketing more than 6%. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
U.S. President Donald Trump has reversed his proposed 20% transit fee on all cargo passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump told reporters that leaders in the Middle East, specifically kings and emirs of Gulf states, called him to propose an alternative of making massive investments in the United States. Rosenbach has more.
So I put it out yesterday. I thought it was good. I was called by different
U.S. President Donald Trump has dropped his plan to charge a 20% fee on all ships transiting through the Strait of Hormuz.
I was called by different people, different countries, kings and emirs and all of the people that we all know and we all love, and they've been very strong partners. And they said, we'd love to do it a different way. We'd love to invest in the United States with billions and billions of dollars and continue our record setting.
During an Oval Office meeting with Iraq's new prime minister Tuesday, Trump explained he changed his mind and decided to accept investment deals with Gulf states instead of fees. Just a day earlier, Trump suggested that the U.S. would be paid to guard ships in the Strait at a rate equivalent to 20% of the cargo's value. The proposal briefly threatened severe economic shocks to energy-dependent nations like South Korea, which normally imports around 70% of its crude from the Middle East. South Korea is actively diversifying its oil imports to reduce its historical reliance on the region. With Iran using its control of the Strait of Hormuz as leverage, the U.S. has officially reinstated its naval blockade on Iranian ports and continued its airstrikes for the fourth consecutive day Tuesday. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Prosecutors raided the Gwangju police headquarters Wednesday morning as part of an expanding probe into alleged police misconduct and cover-ups surrounding a high-profile rape and murder case. The case has ignited a major political debate in South Korea regarding prosecutorial oversight and the separation of investigative powers. Pae Ju-yeon wraps up the latest.
Chang Yoon-gi, the 23-year-old man accused of raping and fatally stabbing a 16-year-old female high school student in Gwangju, confessed to his crimes in court earlier this week. The case from last month sparked nationwide anger after prosecutors found allegations of a police cover-up involving Chang's father, who was a police captain in the city. The father is now in the prosecution's custody after allegedly destroying his son's phones and tampering with other evidence critical in investigating the case. The chief case officer and other police officials are being closely investigated over suspicions regarding their initial decision to classify the case as second-degree murder when forwarding it to the prosecution. After cross-verifying records, dashcam footage, and discovering evidence Chang's father sought to destroy, the prosecution upgraded the charge to first-degree rape murder. This has sparked a major political debate in South Korea regarding prosecutorial oversight and the separation of investigative powers. Some argue that without the prosecution's ability to conduct supplementary investigations, critical evidence of police cover-ups and misconduct could be permanently buried. The ruling Democratic Party has leveraged its overwhelming parliamentary majority to push through major legislative changes, driving President Lee Jae-myung's signature campaign to strip the prosecution of investigative powers. Paige Yuen, KBS World Radio News.
A major umbrella labor union launched a general strike and held a massive rally in Seoul on Wednesday, demanding that prime contractors engage in direct negotiations with subcontracted workers. The Korean Confederation of Trade Union began the rally at 3 p.m. in central Seoul, calling for the start of direct bargaining with prime contractors and expanded labor rights for all workers. The KCTU estimated that about 10,000 members participated. After the rally, participants marched toward the presidential office of Cheongwadae. The strike was organized to push prime contractors to take responsibility as employers and engage in direct negotiations with subcontracted workers under the revised Trade Union and Labor Relations Adjustment Act, commonly known as the Yellow Envelope Act, which took effect in March. Labor groups, the business community, and public interest representatives have agreed to set next year's minimum wage at 10,700 won, or around $7.20 per hour. The decision to raise the rate by 381 won, or 3.7% from this year's 10,321 per hour, was reached on Tuesday during the 14th session of the Tripartite Minimum Wage Commission. Earlier, the country's two umbrella unions demanded a 16.3% increase from the current rate to 12,000 won per hour against the business side's call for a freeze at 10,321 per hour. The labor groups and business community had narrowed the difference to 131 following 12 rounds of adjustments, and the rate of 10,701 put forth by businesses was finalized in a vote by 27 commission members. The country's two major umbrella labor unions, the Federation of Korean Trade Unions and the Korean Enterprises Federation, criticized the decision, saying it falls far short of ensuring workers' livelihoods. The Ministry of Defense is reportedly considering a plan to establish a unified military academy that will integrate the Army, Navy, and Air Force academies into a single four-year institution in the central city of Daejeon. According to military sources on Wednesday, the ministry is reviewing a plan to establish the Integrated Military Academy at Jaewonde, a compound of military education and training facilities in Daejeon's Yuseong district. Under the proposal, cadets would undergo 4 years of integrated education at the new academy while receiving service-specific training in their final years to strengthen expertise in their respective branches. Jaewonde is home to major military education institutions, including the Army College, Naval College, Air Force College, and the Joint Forces Military University. The initiative to establish an Armed Forces Academy is one of President Lee Jae-myung's campaign pledges, and the administration is accelerating the integration process, citing the need to enhance joint operational capabilities and prepare for future warfare. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.
KBS World Radio.